have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. It is an honor. It's a privilege on tonight to be here with you guys. Amen. Millions of people didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. And for that, I'm truly grateful on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited about what God is doing in us, through us, and for us. And if you feel like I feel, I know that there's a burst of refreshing going on. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just celebrated as of yesterday. Sunday, we began to celebrate the two most holiest days of the Jewish calendar. And the first one is Rosh Hashanah. Right? And so sundown, Sunday evening is when we began to fast, right? And it will climb in today. So tonight. So listen, let me say to you, if you are have not been following the Jewish calendar, I want to suggest that you learn everything, every detail about it. It will bless your life. It will really bless your life. So listen, go get a bag of apples to have it in your home for this week. Also, because we'll be on, you'll be fasting for 10 days. So go get apples, right? And make sure you have honey in your home. And it's just a reflection that when you are fasting or during these 10 days, you're dipping your apples in honey. And that's, according to the Jewish calendar, that's just a sign that you will have a sweet new year. How many of you need a sweet new year? How many of you need a new year that is going to catapult you into purpose, that is going to catapult you into your destiny? Glory to God. I don't know about you tonight. I don't know what you come to do, but I came to give God some glory. In spite of everything that I've been through, I still got to tell him thanks. I don't know about y'all on tonight. A lot of times we go through life, we go through things, and we still won't give God glory. We still won't tell him how much we appreciate him. Because guess what? If it had not been for him being on your side, where would you be? How would you have gotten out of the hell that you put yourself in? How would you have gotten out of the hell that the devil put you in? Come on here. You had to have Jesus. We got to have his power, you guys, in order to maintain for such a time as this. We won't be able to maintain. We won't be able to produce what we need to produce. We won't be able to navigate through this worldly system if we don't get Jesus. If we don't have him in our life, if he's not a part of who we are, we won't be able to make it. I'm just telling you, you know, it's up to you to believe it. And I'm telling you this, you won't make me out of a liar. Because if you don't have him, you sure need him. Now, that's one thing. You need him. Just like, listen, I ain't going to even go there. But we thank God on tonight. Go ahead and tag your neighbors. I'm talking because I don't know if some of you guys know that I was going to be on tonight. So I want to make sure that you're here with me. If you're not, I'm waiting on you guys to come on, jump on really quick. Amen. We don't have much time, but the time we do have, we want to make sure it counts. Come on here. Stop wasting time and make sure that the time that you have counts. Come on, somebody. Stop wasting time and make sure that the time that God has given you, make it count. Make it be impactful. It's time out of wasting time. No more wasted season. No more drought season. No more wasted time. No more wasted relationship. No more wasted, oh my God, no more wasted opportunities. It is time for us to walk in those doors. Come on here. Glory to God. I wish I had a praying church with me on tonight. I feel alone, but let me tell you something. God is with me whithersoever way I go. So I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I'm telling you, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. And we love him on tonight. So listen, call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that I'm on the air tonight. For those of you that are on with me, let me know that you can hear me, please. Glory to God. We serve an on-time God. We serve an amazing God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a huge God. We serve a wonder-working power. We serve a saving God. We serve a delivering God. Amen. Our God is not dead, but if yours is, you need to try mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, let's go ahead and tag team on the devil on tonight. Let's tap dance on that head. Come on here. Let's do a slide, an electric slide on his head. Come on here. Y'all don't mind helping me beat the devil. Come on. We got to tag team. Sometimes you got to double down on him. Hallelujah. He don't care nothing about you. He don't like us. He hate us, and we hate him. And if you don't hate him, something is wrong with you. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, let me get these accolades out of the way. I thank now. Some of you have begun to call in. And we thank God for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, under the those that we even will come back by replay. I thank God for you. So listen, Father God, I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah, to be here with you. Listen, I'm going to give a big shout out to my husband, amen, Bishop James. Son, I want to shout out my sister, my little sister, Dr. Kim and Kim. Amen. And the Elations family, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Elations magazine, the Elations gala, the Elations board. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. God is doing some things. The Elations outreach. Oh, my God. God is doing some things with the Elations family. And I'm telling you, if you're not a part, you better, well, you need to get a part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm not talking about coming to be a part to be competitive, because in Christian kingdom, we don't compete. We complete. Come on here. I'm by. Yeah, never say I feel Jesus. We don't compete. We complete. We complete one another. So those of you who say, oh, I got him. I got him. I got him. I've been filled 30 years ago. But baby, you need to get refilled. Because if you're trying to compete with me, then you already messed up. Come on here. We are, oh, God, we serve an all-time God. We serve our God. Listen, he's so amazing. And we should be serving the same God. So we shouldn't be trying to fight one another. Well, we are also not against flesh and blood. My warfare is not against you. I ain't come here to be fighting you. Come on here. I came to encourage you, but I also came to be controversial, to make you want to do right, to make you want to do better, to make you think. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to be quick thinkers. We got to be thinkers. We got to be thinking on our feet, because the enemy does not stop, right? Amen. So let us go to God and pray. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for these your people that have assembled on this broadcast. Father God, I ask that you speak a word. Speak a word, oh God, to us on tonight. Lord God, let us have clarity tonight. Give us clarity. Give us understanding, oh God. Give us more wisdom, Father. Lord God, increase our faith, God. For those that are lacking faith, increase their faith on tonight. Father, let us see with your optics, oh God. Let us see in the realm of the Spirit. On tonight, God, sharpen our discernment. Father God, let us not go into things without knowing your will for our lives. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor as you dissect this word, that you would, that this word on tonight will be applicable for our daily living. We thank you tonight, God, because we love you. We thank you tonight, God, because you loved us. We praise you tonight, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to go back and finish up this word on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going back into the book of John in the 15th chapter. So if you got your paperback Bibles, let's prepare to go. I want to talk to some of you because you are having problems with being wanting to be, you want to be affirmed. You want to be validated. You want to be in the who's with the upper echelon. You want to be all-knowing. You want to have more power than what you even deserve. You want to have power that you don't even know how to use. I want to talk to you. For those of you who are living right, I want to talk to you. For those of you who are doing what God told you to do, for those of you who are striving all you can to be, to live holy, amen, I want to talk to you. It is important that we know that if the world dogged out our God, if they sold him for coins, if they scandalized his name, if they talked about him, if they ridiculed him, if they tried to stone him, if they nailed him to a tree, my God, what do you think they're going to do to you? You are no respecter person. If they did it to Jesus, they're going to do it to you, right? So stop all of this whining and complaining. Suck it up. Grow up in God. Get you some courage. Get you some holy boldness. Because everything they did to our daddy, they're going to definitely do it to you. Come on here. Hallelujah. That should let you know that you are Christ's disciples. When they treat you like they treated him, you ought to know that you are part, hallelujah, of the royal priesthood. You ought to know that you are part of your Father, Yahweh. Come on here. Every time I want to cry about every time somebody talk about you, you want to cry about every time they lie on you, let me tell you something. You're not ready to walk in ministry, and you're definitely not ready to be a prophet when you can't stand rejection, when you can't see the rejection and call it for what it is. Call a spade and keep moving. When you worry about every time somebody say something, you got to stop and address it. You got to stop and deal with it. That means ministry is on hold because you want to stop and address everybody. But if they did it to Jesus, what you think? They'll do everything but nail you to the tree because they know they can't physically nail you to the tree. Maybe, you know, but they have to tie you down. But they'll do worse to you, even worse. They'll find another way to electrocute you, to shoot you up with some fentanyl. Come on here. Shoot your medicine up with some fentanyl. Listen, people are dirty. You hear me? And y'all are worried about, you better obey God. Hallelujah. If you obey him, listen. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. But some of you don't want to go through nothing. You get upset when the devil on your trail. You get upset when the accusations be thrown out there. Listen, it doesn't matter about an accusation. Just let it be a lie. You don't care about it. Listen, just let Lord, don't let it be true. That's what I'm saying. Let them talk. Talk is cheap. People are going to always find reasons to dislike you. They're going to always find reasons to want to talk down on you. Get with your enemies and talk about you. People that you thought were your friends, get with them, and you know they're your enemies now because they're hanging out with somebody that is your enemy, that has proven himself to be your enemy. Hallelujah. You got to have a brain for yourself. It's time that you begin to think for yourself. Learn people for yourself. Listen, a lot of times people will try to talk you out of being around certain people who really have your destiny in their hand, but people will try to talk you out of being around them so that you don't get in the position that God has for you because they don't want to see you blessed. So they'll get in your ear and start speaking negative towards your leaders. They'll start speaking negative toward the person that you need to be or connect with just so that you don't connect with them and get what God has for you. You got to watch them dogs. You hear me? They are dogs. You got to watch them now. They are backstabbers and front stabbers. All the time they're trying to take your place. You better hear me on tonight. And stop adding them to your table. What I want you to see that meet with me for? You didn't suffer with me. You didn't help me. You didn't do anything to help me get to where God had for me to go. Your objective was to be a restraint, to put a restraint between you and I, to keep me struggling, to keep me in warfare with you because you didn't want to see me go where God had put me all along. But let me tell you something. You better stop inviting those to your seat. Listen here, that don't like you. Why I want you to go dine with me and I know you don't like me? Why do I want to go to Ruth Chris with you? Even if it is on your dime. No, that's okay. Bless the ministry. Don't bless me, bless the ministry. Because if you bless the ministry, then you'll know, hey, it ain't me. Because sometimes you have people sitting in the same ministry as you will not sow one dime because they don't want to see the ministry prosper because you in it. Y'all don't hear me. You got some saboteurs out here. And I'm telling you, their name starts with Pastor Saboteur, Prophet Saboteur, Prophetess Saboteur, Evangelist Saboteur, Apostle Saboteur. They trying to sabotage your destiny. But I declare and decree on tonight that whatever God called you to be, whomever he called you to be, that you shall walk in those places. You shall walk wherein that God has set you free. It's time now for you to walk into freedom. Amen? Let's go to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was going to say Psalms. I meant John. John, the 15th chapter. I'm going to begin to read tonight at the 17th verse. These things I commanded you, that ye love one another. These things God is talking. I commanded you that you love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. God is speaking here. Amen. Jesus is speaking here, simply saying that the world hated, if they hate us, guess what? They hated him before they hated us. So what do you think? Listen, don't think that if they hate your God and you're trying to lead them to your God, they're going to talk about your God in your face. They're going to make you so mad. Some of you may cuss God for your own self. Some of you just may cuss your own God. But I'm trying to tell you this. If they hated him, they most definitely going to hate you. And if he's blessing you and he ain't blessing them, they're going to do a double hate. Come on here. My God. Verse 19 reads, if you were of the world would love his own. Come on. You see that right now. The people in the world, the people of the world, the people of the world, let me say that. The people of the world, they love what they do. They protect each other. They sinning and having a good time, and they're going to protect each other. But then you come in and want to try to change up stuff, they're going to double down with the world on you. Because they love what they're doing. They take better care of themselves than we as sisters and brothers that have been adopted in the faith take care of each other. We lie on each other and say we still saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We lie, we'll cuss each other out. We'll talk about each other behind the back. Then be ready to love on them and in front of folks. Now, baby, if you can't love me behind my back, you definitely can't love me in my face. Y'all better watch them, dog. I'm telling you, what kind of dog are you? I'm going to preach that again. And the church going to be mad, but I'm going to preach it right again because we got some dogs in the church. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Bow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. You got some security dogs. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to leave the dogs alone tonight because we ain't going to touch on them. But what kind of dog are you? Like I preached 2 Saturdays ago, what kind of friend are you? Right? You got all kinds of friends, my Lord. But anywho. But if the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. But if ye were of the world would love his own. The Bible says we're in this world. But if you're a kingdom, you're not of this world. I'm going to say it one more time. The Bible says that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We ain't from here. This earth was not supposed. This earth was originally for God's people. But because he had to. Okay, because he had to excommunicate himself from Lucifer, he sent him down. And once he sent him down to earth and made him the prince of the air, his name changed to Satan. He then now reigns on this earth. This is not our home. So he has to take us out of here. We got to leave this place to go to our home where we will reside with him. All right? I hope that y'all caught it. It wasn't too hard. It's just the fact that we still call Lucifer, his name changed. He was Lucifer, the God of light, with the little g, when he was a angel. But as a fallen angel, God no longer gives you that name. His blood does not reside in him. You know, he doesn't have the same bloodline anymore because now he wanted to be a replica of God. And because he couldn't be like God, he began to want to turn on God. And, you know, so therefore there had to be a separation. That's why I don't understand. You know, the Bible tells us that light, what does light and darkness have in common? Why are we trying to be like the world? When God made a separation, Satan could no longer reside with all that darkness that he was bringing into heaven. He had to be kicked out. So why are we allowing the dark to come in our world to show us how to dance, to show us how to dress, to show us how to sing praises unto God? Now we're singing secular music. They've been making it now. Gospel artists been singing secular music for a long time. It just not started. But we're doing the things of the world. We're accepting the world, people saying that they saved, the Lord touched them. They come out with one hit wonder, and you don't see them no more. And y'all done fell all into it. Some of you stopped going to church because you were following them. They were in, they were already R&B artists. And then they wanted to, you know, switch sides. We can go back as far as Al Green. I know y'all remember Al Green. I remember that era, right? And then he had a hard time trying to stay in the straight and narrow. The church was like persecuting him. And then he would try to sing gospel. And you know the story. But however, listen, this is what I'm saying. We are in this world, but we're not of it. So now We have to be the light. We are a city that cannot be hid. Why are you trying to dim your light for accreditation or acclamation or affirmation or, you know, to have notoriety or to be in the who's who's or with the upper echelon or with, you know, the in crowd? Why are we changing our walk, our narrative? Now we were born again believers. Now we're spiritualists. Come on, people. Y'all make me sick. Now you're worshiping the universe. You better worship the God of the universe, the God that created the universe. While y'all trying to worship the universe, now you're worshiping astrology. You're a devil. You're a demon. You're walking into divination. I said what I said, and I ain't going to take it back. Glory to God. We got to wake up and pay attention. We almost out of here. And some of y'all going to go to hell in a hay basket. You're going to lift up your eyes. Hell, you're lifting up your eyes. You're leaving here, and you're lifting up your eyes in hell because you want to think that it don't take all of that. It don't take prayer. You can be in this world and not pray. You can live this world and not do people right. You can dog folks out and think you're going to make it to heaven. The only way homosexuals are going to make it to heaven, the only way liars are going to make it to heaven, the only way murderers are going to make it to heaven, Lord have mercy, the only way those the covetous people going to make it to heaven and all the other sins and all the other things that God hates going to make it to heaven is they're going to have to repent and get delivered. Y'all heard what I said. All right, let's finish this verse. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. So we are hated without a cause. I'm hated because I choose to obey God. I'm hated because I'm crazy enough to believe God and take him at his word. I'm hated because I don't mind speaking up for the Lord. I'm hated because I got a holy boldness. I'm hated because I'll say some things that some people are afraid to say. I'm hated because I'm just doing the will of God. I'm hated because, listen, I was once in this world, but now I'm of this world, and now people are mad. Jesus. I'm chosen. Because he chose me, he brought me out of the world, and so now I'm hated. So if I'm hated, y'all keep on hating and watch what God getting ready to do. We're going to see about all this hate stuff. Y'all better get on board. You better stop fighting those who God has sent in this end time that's not compromising. You better get on board and stop trying to say we click and shut it. We clicked up and we got out. Nah, baby, ain't nobody click. Cause when I'm leaving the church sector and I'm on my way home, I'm just with me and my family, and that's all you gonna always see. Me with my family. I don't run with nobody. I'm to myself, and I'm not in no click. I don't run a click because when you're in a click, baby, you gotta stay with the people. I don't see my members till it's time for ministry. I pray with them. I see them we gotta go somewhere to church services, and when it's church service, I don't be in their face. I don't go to their home. I'm not in a click. I'm not a click leader. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not a Lord Jesus, help me today. Lord, help me today. Help me, Jesus. Lord, this is not a cult. I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to know who you are. You need to know what places you walk in and have that been given authority to walk in. You hear me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't play with demons. I cast them out. I ain't got time to waste time on no demon because guess what? He's under my feet. You got to look at him like that and stop looking at him always that you got to fight him. Baby, walk on it. Uh-huh. Speak to it and keep it moving. You ain't got to punch him out because you can't punch out a spirit, right? Glory to God. Let's go back to the word. I'm preaching better than y'all talking. Verse 20. Remember the world. I'm sorry. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. That means the servant is not greater than his master, which simply means a servant. When we're talking about the servant here, meaning a slave, we got to understand the word, the context. The slave is not greater than his Lord, his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So what he's saying to us, we are his servants. Now we can go back talking about being his servant, where he says, if you go all the way back to verse 15, Henceforth, I call you not servants. Now, that's a different. This is a different context. For the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friend. So because we are friends of God, he lets us know what he's doing. But God says he does nothing in the earth until he reveals his secrets to the prophets. So y'all can take that up with him. Stop fighting us about what the word says. You just did the word. Amen? Glory to God. He says, so if they hate it, they persecute you. If they have, wait a minute, if they have kept me, if they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Right? So for those of you who are keeping the Lord Jesus Christ saying, you're going to keep ours as leaders. Amen? He says, but let me go back. Let me just go back a little bit. Says, so if you find the godless world, if you find that this godless world that we live in a godless world, meaning that godless, little g, is godless because people don't want him. They want everything but him. They want his hand, but they don't want the blesser. They don't want to, they don't want his righteousness. They don't want to learn his ways, his attributes. They don't want to learn what he's desiring of them, but they want his hand. That means they want the blessings, things, plural, but they don't want him, which is sad. They don't want to live for him. All right, so he says, if you find this godless world is hating you, remember, it got, you know, it's got to start hating me. If you lived on the world's terms, the world would love you as one of its own. All right. So an example. So now we're in a world of Sodom and Gomorrah. Our country has turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And so they are following all countries, but not all countries have accepted that law. Right. And you still have some states that are fighting that law, but most of them are. You know, it's based on the governors, right? So here we are living in a time where Sodom and Gomorrah days are here, and it's present and prevalent, right? So the world, this is the world's term. But we as Christians, we as born-again believers, we know that the Lord said, he didn't say he hated the homosexuals. He didn't say that he hated the lesbians. He said, but that spirit, the lesbian spirit, the homosexual spirit, it is an abomination unto him. That's what he hates. He hates the spirit in the individual. And that's likewise, we ought to hate the spirit. But we got to love the person because they belong to God. Now, if they don't repent and then get delivered for real, and I ain't talking about delivered with the T, but see, because see, that right there already separates the false and the fake. Get delivered, E-D, uh-huh, that's the way it's supposed to be spelled. Then you know, you already know what time it is. You know, we ain't got to keep fussing with them about that. They want us to live any kind of way, but you can't be my pastor, sir. Ma'am, you can't be my pastor. You can't cover me because already that's an abomination the way your lifestyle is, right? And some of y'all so scared, y'all love running to these homosexual men and letting them prophesy over you, taking your money. They do not want you, women. They want your man. Or they'll take your man. How about that? I said what I said. But y'all run to them for a word. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Get in the word of the Lord. Read it. His word, he is his word. If you want to know what he says, read it. Glory to God. Hope I don't get nobody in trouble on this radio podcast. I'm just radical. And I'm keeping it real with Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Now you know. Now you know. If you didn't know, now you know tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So with the things, with, you know, all of this stuff happening, you know, remember the servants don't get better treatment than their masters. So because of this, being in this world, we're not going to get better treatment than our masters. If our master was dogged out, then we're going to be dogged out, right? If they beat on me, they will certainly beat on you. If they did what I told them, they would do what you tell them. All right? We just talked about that. But all these things will they do for you. Yeah, I'm sorry. But all these things, y'all, I'm reading. I'm in my family room reading tonight, and I don't have on the wrong lights. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had seen. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hated me hated my father also. So this is Jesus telling you. He said, they hate me, but they hate my daddy too. So they hate me, they hate my father too, right? Amen. if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my father because they saw the works that he did. People are seeing you doing a great work in your communities. People are seeing you doing a great work with leaders of all genres. People are seeing you doing a great work even with children and you know, in your even in your ministry. They're seeing the work that you're doing, and they hate it because it's not them. They hate it because God didn't give them that gift. They hate you because you're able to do it, but you're only doing it because of the ability that God gave you. Without God's ability, and you're making it with your, you know, we have to yield our members to him. And when we yield our members to him, he uses us for his ability to get what he wants done in the earth. And if you don't ever use your members, then God won't use you. He can't use you. And he can't use it, but it's up to you how you let it, right? Glory to God. Some of you have restraints on God, and so therefore he's only, you're limiting him and all that he want to do in you and for you and through you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, tonight. Verse 25, but this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. My Lord. Have I become your enemy, y'all, because I tell y'all the truth? I got people that don't like me because I speak truth. I have people that come to me, even those who come to me and even during counseling sessions, and they ask me things, and I let them answer their own questions. But then they say, oh, you just let me answer my own question. Yeah, you got it. Now you know what, you know how you feel, really feel. All right, but then they say, but I really didn't want to know your heart. Now I tell them the heart of God. I say, I want to tell you what the heart of God is concerning that issue. And when I tell them the heart of God, then they think I just really hurt their feelings. I can't believe you said that. Well, you asked me, and I showed you in the word. I backed it up with scripture. So then, have I become your enemy? Because I'm going to tell y'all the truth whether you like me or not. Because you know what? It ain't, your blood ain't going to be on my hand. If anybody's blood going to be on my hand, it's going to be my own blood. I refuse to not tell you what thus says the Lord. If I'm going to do that, I might as well sit down, close the book, never preach again, never talk again concerning God, and be like the world. I'm not like the world. I didn't come here. I wasn't sent here to be like the world. I was sent here to be different, as like you. You are sent here to be a legislative authority figure in the earth. You're sent here to declare what your father tells you to declare. You're not sent here to be no punk, a pushover, a wimp, cowardly, timid, fragile. No, that's not God's will for your life. But you allow fear to set in. You allow what people think of you to sit in. And you don't do God's will because you're too worried about them if they don't like you or not, if they're going to affirm you or not, if they're going to talk to you after you tell them the truth. If you listen, I'm going to be here to tell you the truth. Listen at this. There was a time one Sunday, and it's been many, many years ago. It's probably been since 2006, 2007. One day I gave a hard word, one of the hardest words that I had to preach to a church ever in life. It was so hard. God was so precise. I was hearing him so precise. I was hearing him so clear. It was scaring me to say. It was scaring me to just do. But I know I have to obey God. At the end of the day, y'all, I have a charge to keep. I got a God to glorify. I began to declare what God was telling me to declare in that place. And I'm telling y'all, it was like, Lord have mercy. So people want to think God is always peaceful. He's a God of war as well. God is a God of controversy. He'll stir you up. I mean, he'll tear you down and then build you back up. That's the God I serve. And so listen, God just shipwrecked the whole house. He shook that out. You hear what I'm telling you? It was such a word that left trembling in my bones. I went in the office. I said, I'm not coming out to everybody leave. I refuse. People were wanting to talk to me after the service. People wanted to say how that word, how what it did for them. That word, listen, that word brought trembling to me. Because I was like, Lord, I ain't fixed to go out here and be stoned. So there are times when God will use you to speak to a people whose heart has been hardened towards him. And he's letting them know what he's going to do to them.
And you have to be the one. I'm reminded of Elijah, how Elijah had to go declare some words sometimes. How he declared the words to Ahab, amen, and Jezebel and others, amen. And he went in a cave and hid himself, right? Because that word was a hard word. He was afraid. Some words God will give you will scare the life up out of you. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I come tonight for those of you who feel like that God, you feel like God is not using you or don't use you anymore like he used to. And God said, you just simply need to recommit yourself. Some of you have gotten afraid because people are not backing you like you think that they shouldn't. Some of you have given strong, hard words like I just spoke of earlier and had to go and hid myself in the office till the people left. Amen. I came out the next week. I was on fire again. I'm just saying, some of you have had those experiences and you've hid yourself a whole season. Some of you have hidden yourself for years. Some of you ain't really, really ministered like God wanted you to minister. Some of you, to be honest, if I could tell you, I'm talking to some prophets and prophetess today. If some of you have never, your ministry ain't really got started because you've been sitting under folks that God never intended for you to sit under, and they're not growing. They're not teaching you how to grow. You're stagnated in your walk. They're not even pushing you in a purpose, but you sit up under them because you want the validation. You sit up under them because other people are talking speaking well of them. Baby, you need to know if God's speaking well of them. Amen, somebody. So therefore, you are sitting down. You're not doing anything. You're not producing anything. You're not doing, you're just like, Lord, I'm just here. You ain't even thriving anymore. You barely surviving. And you just coasting. That's all I'm going to say. You're coasting. I don't want to even call it coasting because you don't even like, you're lifeless. You're lifeless without God. And so you are allowing what others think of you stop you from doing what God called you to do. You're allowing what they have spoken over you, the lies, even the lies that they tell it right now, those cantations where they have. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm speaking for myself because sometimes I be speaking only for y'all and y'all ain't even speaking for yourself. So that's crazy for me to be speaking up for you and you won't speak up for yourself. I'm going to tell you this. You know you a bad somebody in God. Hallelujah. When they have to conjure up, meaning that they got more than two people speaking negative, coming up and fighting against you. You bad in God. I'm trying to tell y'all something. I'm trying to help y'all tonight. You bad in God when it taking two and three and four, five people to pray against you, to pray against what you're doing, foul, to stop you in your body, to kill everything in your body so that you'll shut down and won't, you'll yield to your sickness or the pain or the struggles or whatever you're going through, rather than, you know, they want you to yield to that rather than yield to God. See, now you know you bad when you listen. I got stuff going on in my body. Sometimes I may have issues going on in my head. Sometimes I may have issues going on. Lord have mercy. I may be dealing with this and that. I may have this coming at me one way and two ways and three and four, five different ways. I go in a battle, come out, and I don't even be out a day or half a second or an hour right back in the battle. You got a lot of things going on. But you know you're a bad mamma jamma when there's four and five people coming at you trying to pray. They're coming together, not coming at, they're coming together. They have joined voices and they came up against you. They're rising right now against you. They're speaking up against you. Baby, I thank y'all. I want to thank y'all tonight, those listening to me, those that are my enemies listening at me, those that are monitoring this broadcast, I want to thank you on tonight because you just let me know I'm powerful in God. You just let me know I'm somebody to God. I mean something to him. If it's going to take five of y'all to come up against me, Lord have mercy. Y'all got to know what power you possess. You'll possess something when they're coming up against you and gathering in groups to all pray against you and what you're doing at the same time, to pray against your vision, to pray against your ministry, to pray against your businesses, to pray against your family, to pray against your health and your children and your man and your money. Oh, you bad. That lets me know that I'm a threat to Satan's kingdom and that you are as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope tonight that you have heard something in this word, amen, that will catapult you into purpose, that will stir you up in the Holy Ghost to tell the devil, listen, I'm not going out like this. I may be tired in my body. My body may be feeble. I may not have all the strength that I once had. My vision may be going dim, but I'm not a sucker. I'm not going out like this. You ain't going to pump me out like this because I know God to be Jehovah Rapha. Come on, somebody. I know God to be a healer. Come on here. I know him to be a provider and my protector. I know him to be my buckler and my shield. Come on, somebody. Y'all, if y'all don't want to praise him, that's all right. Don't you hinder me. I know him to be the lily of the valley. I know him to be a wheel and a mill of a wheel. I know him to be bread when I'm hungry, water when I'm thirsty. Come on. I know him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that the king heart is in God's hand. And God turneth it whithersoever way he will. So I know him to be everything. My all in all. I'm telling y'all, he my everything. Woo, sir. Yes, sir. I know him to be my father. Hallelujah. I know him to be a great shepherd. And I shall not want. At this time, I'm closing the paperback Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if y'all want to sow on this word on tonight, so you know my Cash App is Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Cash, whatever that money sign, y'all call it the money sign, Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Sow on the word tonight. God said you got to start challenging people to sow where they trying to go. If you listen, y'all sow into the fake, it's time for you to sow into the real. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready to open up these phone lines. Look me up on Facebook. My name is Sylvia Hunter on Facebook. I don't know. I have a Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page. But anyway, my Cash App again is Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this word on tonight. I hope it blessed you. I hope y'all heard tonight. God, stop. God just simply trying to tell you to stop worrying. If they hated him, they're going to hate you. They're going to dog you too. But stop worrying about being affirmed. He said, whom I call, I qualify. You already qualified. He qualified the call. So why are you worrying about folks? If they don't ever call you a minister, if they don't ever call you a pastor, if they don't ever call you a sister, they ain't got to call me nothing. Just don't call me first lady. I might get upset with you. But what I'm trying to tell you is what you answer to. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a daughter of Zion. I am a son of God. I am of a royal priesthood. What you answer to? What's the answer to tonight? Glory to God. Hey, Shanda Medeke. Thank you for the seed woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to open up these phone lines. So listen, we're going to come one by one. Make sure you tell us your name, city and state you're chiming in from on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Dr. Kim and Kim. Let's open up these phone lines. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Glory to God. It's Korean Carter calling from Clinton. It was a great word you spoke.
Woo-hoo. God bless you on tonight. Hey, you got the job yet?
They called me back. They just put me on the final. I can't get in no more trouble for a year. I'd be out the door. But I kept my job. I was able to keep it. And I just got rolled up and put on the final.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
For that.
Yes, Lord. I am too. I knew he was going to do it, though. God, don't listen. When your ways are pleasing to the Lord, the Bible declares that he'll make your enemies be at peace with you. Lord, when we start living on these words, y'all, we won't be having all these problems. Listen, we'll have the problems. The weapons will be formed. They just won't prosper. The weapon was formed because you own the job. They hate you. There's an individual I want to see. I don't know who this man is, and I see this woman. I don't know who the man is. But I see a woman. I don't know if you work with this man or how this man see you or what, but I'm talking about this woman. It's a woman that always is like try to be wherever you are, they peeping in. But it's okay because when you do your job, let them look. Let them observe. Long as you're doing your job, they can't say, oh, she ain't do this or she don't do this. No, you come there to do your job. You didn't come there to be friends. You know what I'm saying? You ain't come there to make friends. You got a job to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep focus on the prize. Keep focus on the prize because it's coming. Glory to God. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paula, you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How you doing on tonight?
I am well, woman of God. Even though there are some things going on, I'm still well. Still gonna praise Him. I ain't gonna stop. I refuse to let the enemy just take my voice and just, you know what I'm gonna tell you this? Lift up your head. You hear me?
Yes. Man,
and don't
amen.
Let me tell you this no more anytime soon, because I'm going to come at you real funny. You're going to say, now, ooh, Apostle, on what? Oh, yeah, I'm on 100. I'll be on 2 in a minute. Lift up
amen.
Your head.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have
amen.
No reason to be sound and low in spirit. You ain't got no reason
amen.
To be up my shakandarable shaya. Everybody, God has been too good. He's been
amen.
Too kind. He's working
amen.
On some things for you. But you better lift
yes.
up your head and act like you know. And if you don't know now,
yes.
you know. Stop all that love. Don't you let your voice level ought to be through the roof.
I'm
I don't care what's going
some.
On. Whoever that call is,
I'm
put your phone on
something.
Mute. Put your phone on mute. Minister Emma, are you here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Who was that?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was that?
I'm here.
Who was that? They were saying they was trying to say something.
Oh, that was me. I said, I'm here. My car was crunching up. I said, I'm here.
No. Somebody kept saying, I'm trying to say something. And it was as
oh,
if
my,
you faded
my
away.
Daughter was coming to my car. My daughter was coming to my car. I'm at the door.
All right. Amen. Woman of God, you be blessed here. God bless you
yes,
on tonight.
Amen.
Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostles.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. How are you? This has been a
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing, woman
area?
Of
God? All
God
is well. Blessings upon blessings to you. And I enjoy
I
that feel- word on tonight.
Amen. I accept. Amen. I accept. Glory to God. Well, you know,
amen.
You were given a word on this morning's prayer line.
And
so make haste.
Yes, Lord.
Make
yes,
haste.
Make
haste. Amend. 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 Right? Amend it.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
God is
amend
to
A-S-A-P.
Elevate you. Amen. He's getting ready to elevate you. And if they don't do it before you move, there shall be a lawsuit.
Because
God said you're going to get what belongs to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hey, I take authority right now. Hallelujah. I take authority right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're going to get it.
Amen.
But what's going to be
amen.
Sad if you got to get double for your trouble, triple for your trial.
My God. Save it in Jesus' name. Save it.
Oh my God. And then after you get paid, then you can make it a class
ooh,
action for those that didn't get there.
Yeah. Amen.
We walking in victory over here. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm going to speak about us. We walking
amen.
In victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. I love you.
I love you more. And blessings upon
God
blessings.
Bless you.
Amen.
I accept. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you all tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
As well, you too are giving a word on this morning. So take heed, hallelujah, to what God is saying in this hour. Amen, because big things are on the horizon. We winning over here. I'm serious. We are winning.
Amen.
We win. Where's Minister Ronice? I hope she's hearing that tonight. We win. We have a victory
amen.
Over here in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank
amen.
God for you on tonight. Keep praying. Don't you stop praying.
Amen.
Don't you stop going into warfare either. All right?
Amen.
You shall have the victory in Jesus' name. I love you on tonight. God bless your bones. My God.
Bless
thank
you.
God for you. I accept. I need it. Amen. Good evening, Carla. You on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is me calling in from Houston, Texas, my niece.
Woo, woo, woo. You heard that? We win.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right? Uh-huh. We went and see, we're gonna double down, triple down, quadruple down on the devil head, and we're gonna do the electric slide. And we're gonna do the wobble, 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 wobble on his head. Come on, somebody. Do y'all play with him too much for me? I ain't scared of the devil. He hate me and I hate him. I call him out and I give him 2 black eyes in the spirit. We ain't playing with no demons. We cast them out. Lord have mercy, Jesus. When the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. My God. Lord Jesus, but you be encouraged on tonight. Give my godson a kiss for me, please.
I will. Love you.
Love you more. Take care. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunt. This is Tanya Ross. Ross. I'm calling from Theodore, Alabama. Thanking God for the service on tonight, and the word was really good. I give God the praise. Give God the glory for that word.
Hallelujah. Amen. We winning over here. They better act like they know.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we're in a place, woman of God, where people are not going to understand. You know, no longer does God call us servants, which we are servants of God, but hear me good. But there's a place that God allows you to get in. There's a special place. It's like places, that even like when he's allowed you to go beyond the veil and get into the most holy of holies, there's a special place where he begins to call you friend. You know what I mean? And when God allows us to get in that place, you don't care what nobody, Tom, Dick, Harry, Betty, Mouse, cucumber, watermelon seed, dried up turkey. You don't care what nobody says, because now you know you're his friend. And that just simply means that you can be trusted, because we trust our friends, right? So God is showing us, he's showing us that I trust you. Yeah, you still may make a mistake, but because I call you friend, I know your heart. God is searching our hearts. He's circumcising our hearts right now. And that's where we God wants to show more love. But how can you love a person? I hear y'all in the spirit. Well, how can you love somebody who makes it harder and harder and harder for you to love them? Well, that's where you're going to need God's strength. Because it is hard to love somebody who fights you every tooth and nail. It's hard to love somebody when all you did is try to do right. Okay. You know what I mean? It's hard. But it can be done. It can be done. And tonight I'm excited that God loves us and that he calls us friends. And so I'm so excited about this place that, you know, that we're in, and we're, you know, hated. Because you want to serve God, you're hated because you're an intercessor. You're hated because people are actually getting delivered through your prayers. You're hated because you actually see the hand of God being wrought in a person's life. Some of them are sick, bound sick. Some of them in prison. God is moving on their lives, and because you are God, you are the one God chose to help bring that forth. They are hating you. So what? They hated him. They gonna hate us. They talked about him. They gonna do us likewise. So, you know, we just got to understand it, accept that, and grow up. You know what I mean? We can't keep looking at, we can't keep having these pity parties and these meltdowns because people are dogging us out. No, we gonna have some pity up. We're going to pick ourselves up and move on, come on, and do what God has called us to do. So I thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless your bones. You have a good evening here.
And you do the same. Be blessed.
I accept. Last call. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle. We win, we win, we win, we win. We win, we win, we win, we win. Amen. Well, we'll talk some more about the things of God, what God is doing. I hope y'all excited. Amen. About our new year. Amen. As we cross over, October 4th through the 6th will be our last fast for this new year. Amen. And we'll be crossing over. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all ought to be thanking God. Well, actually, we started reflecting. We started before. We started in the month of September, just a month of full repentance. According to this Jewish calendar for this year, 2023, it is considered have a leap year. So therefore, that's why we're crossing over later. Most times we always cross. We start in August with the first. Rosh Hashanah is usually in August, and we cross over in September. So, you've had a time to reflect on your past so that you don't take what you did in your past into your future, right? So we're living in the present tense. And now that we've already looked at our past, we're seeing our future to be sweet, to be bright, to be successful, to be more prosperous in the things of God, to be more studious of his word, to be more loving towards mankind, to be more a help towards mankind, to have the ministries of help, to see ourselves doing what God has called us to do, to walk out our purpose so that we can reach our destiny, because I got destination in my view. I'm just being honest with y'all. I don't want to see nothing negative. If it ain't about the kingdom, I don't want no parts of it. If it ain't about God, I don't want no parts of it. Amen? So that's what we need to be focused on. So listen, y'all, I've enjoyed you guys. Thank you for letting me in your homes, your cars, your bedrooms, your living rooms, wherever you are on tonight. Listen, I want, for those of you who come back by replay, I hope that this word blesses you as well. So until next time, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. I'll see you guys on the other side. Shalom.
Able to stand in the toughest winter.